Thank you, Miss Becky. That is one of my favorite Dr. Seuss books and the wonderful message that it has, especially for this Earth Sunday week. And with that, we come to the time where we share of our joys and concerns. And first, a few joys. Our beautiful flowers this morning are first for Edgar Figueroa's birthday. And so happy birthday, Edgar, and may God's blessings be upon another year of life for you and for your family. And our second one is from Viola Garcia Lopez in memory of Mom Virginia Alfonso Garcia, whose birthday would be on April 30th. And so we give thanks for Mama Garcia and the beautiful family that she raised. We also give praise and thanks this morning as we had our monthly outreach lunch yesterday, and with a small group of faithful people and with food donations from others in the church, we were able to feed 50 people yesterday who were so grateful for the wonderful meal that they received here at Torrance First. And we are always told that we get the best lunch out to people. And so for being such a faithful congregation and one that has such a high value on food and feeding people and taking care of everyone, we give praise and thanks. One announcement this morning, as we move from joys to concerns, is that next Sunday is first Sunday of the month. And once again, like April, we will be having drive-through communion after service. And so from 10:30 to 11:30, you can drive up in front of the sanctuary to receive a communion kit that is packed with gloves and masks into sealed containers that you can receive and be able to take home, a blessed communion meal to take with you. And so that is next week from 10:30 to 11:30. All are invited to receive communion. And with that, some concerns this morning. The first is from Sherry Pulley, whose friend Sandra passed away this week. And so we give thanks for the life of Sandra and ask God's peace and comfort to all who grieve in her passing. We also lift up Edith Lazarte's uncle, who passed away in the Philippines, Uncle Oscar. And so we give thanks for the life of Uncle Oscar and ask for God's peace and comfort upon all who grieve in his passing. We also lift up a mentor of Dylan Leomedes from his high school, Carson High School, from when he was there, who was killed in a car accident this week in front of his home. And so we ask for prayers of peace and comfort for his family in this tragic accident. We also pray for Norlin Sad, Norwin's sister, who passed away this last week from COVID-19. And so we ask for prayers of peace and comfort for the Sad family in their loss this week, and thanks for Norlin's life. We also would like to lift up prayers for Kirby Tanamura's sister, Lori, who was diagnosed this week with endometrial cancer. And so we ask God's Holy Spirit to be with her as she battles this cancer and for her family that fights along with her. And so for each of these we lift, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayers this morning as we pray for our earth, as we pray for all of the people on this earth, and we pray for this difficult situation that we are going through. Will you pray with me? Loving God, if we are ill, strengthen us. If we are tired, fortify our spirits. If we are anxious, help us to consider the lilies of the field and the birds of the air. Help us not to stockpile treasures from supermarkets in the barns of our larders. Don't let fear cause us to overlook the needs of others more vulnerable than ourselves. Fix our eyes on your story and our hearts on your grace. Help us always to hold fast to the good, to see the good in others, and remember there are just one world, one hope, one everlasting love, with baskets of bread for everyone. In Jesus, we make our prayer. The one who suffered, died, and was raised to new life, in whom we trust these days and all days. Amen.